from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The pitch. Swung on, line to left, a base hit. Abrams reaching for it, couldn't get it, and Rojas with an RBI single makes it 5-0 Phillies.
Yes, he did, and what a night it was for the Phillies last night. The Phillies knock around the ball a lot all night. They beat the Nationals, and they have now won 2 in a row. Joining us right now to talk about it, as he does every Friday, is Scott Fransky, brought to you by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Scott, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys?
Pretty good, pretty good. So, Scott, my question to you was, was it a team meeting or just like a quick conversation? How would you categorize what happened to help turn this thing around?
What team meeting?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's all I need to know. No pressure on my end.
I guess they got together, I guess, you know? I don't know too many details. I mean, I've read what's been out there that a lot of people say that it did happen. And, mm-hmm. Rob meets with them on the regular. So a lot of times it's just, you know, advanced meetings, they get together, they're all in there as hitters getting together. So I don't know. I know Casty was in the bathroom. I don't know. He just said that nothing happened, right? What was it he said?
Yeah, he said he was on the potty.
Yeah,
I guess
what
he was
meeting?
On the potty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever it was, whatever it is.
It was needed, and we're happy about it. Whatever it was, we're happy about it.
I mean, we're happy with a couple of wins, and we're happy the team looks a little bit more like we expected them to look, right? So I think that's great. And, it's 2 games. Let's see if they can keep it going.
Well, that, of course. And now they have the Nats the rest this weekend, a chance to keep it going. Scott, lots to chew on from the last couple days. But one thing that stood out the last couple weeks, Scott, is the play of Johan Rojas. It's coincided with Brandon Marsh struggling. So,
Austin, Johan Rojas.
I know, your boy. And Austin Hayes, obviously, on the IL. So it's given an opportunity here to Rojas. But it feels like he's running with it, Scott. He's hit 300 since the All-Star break. And he's putting the ball in play. And with his speed, I think about the ball he hit the other night into the hole at shortstop, and it turned the lineup over for Schwarber because he beat it out. That changed that entire game and that sequence of that inning. Scott, what do you notice with Rojas, who feels like he might be playing his way back into an everyday thing in center field?
Well, you know, he's done it 3 times that I know of, what you just mentioned, finding a way to turn the lineup over. I think twice it was a walk on the road trip and the other night, an infield hit. And each time it set up a big hit for Schwarber. Look at the numbers. I think whenever Johan scores a run, the Phillies have a winning percentage well north of 700, I think, at last check. It makes a big difference that he can get on and sort of table set, and like you say, turn the lineup over and give. Because usually what that means is that Schwarber's got a big spot to maybe produce something, and he's been doing it. So I think he's done a great job. I think they're probably still of a mind to he's going to play most days, right? He's going to play, you know, 5 out of 7, 6 out of 7. If I'm reading the room right, I think that's the way it's going right now. But again, you know, they're in the business of winning games, and if he struggles, they'll make adjustments. But obviously, with the struggles of Brandon, you know, we haven't seen a whole lot of Weston Wilson. I think after last night, we'll probably see more. But Johan's done a good job. He really has. And slow and steady progression, I think they have to be really happy with. Because I think if you look at his numbers now, right, remember when Q would say at the beginning of the year, you know, if he hits 240 and he plays great defense, well, you got something. Well, look what he's doing.
Baseball guy Hugh Douglas.
Thank you, Scott, for giving me my flower. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you should get flowers now and then.
Every once in a while, we'll do
every
that.
Every now and then. Every now and then, I'll take them.
Scott, the other guy that's done a good job, and we've discussed this last couple weeks, is Nick Castellanos, and we noticed now the move up the lineup. Now, a couple days ago, it was to 2 on the night they gave Trey a day off, but then, Scott, yesterday up to 5. You know, it feels like Topper, since he took over, really likes the idea of separating the lefties, and I agree with him on this, especially for late-game situations. But if they don't have a lefty going, like Marsh or Stott, I'm good with Castellanos hitting 5, even though it sets up the back-to-back righties, you know, behind Bohm there. What did you think of the move to 5 last night for Nick Castellanos?
Yeah, I think you'll probably see it for sure against lefties, and I think you'll see it against bullpens that don't have an overabundance of lefties. I think you're gonna see some mix and match there. And I know he doesn't really like to run the three guys in a row, Bohm, Casty, JT, whatever order you want to put them in, but to run the three righties in a row, he just doesn't like to do that as much. Because again, how many does a reliever have to face? It's 3. And so that makes it an easy pocket for an opposing manager. And none of those guys are ones you're going to hit for, right? They're not going to get pinch hit for. So, again, I think ideally they still want to see Stott back to where he was last year, putting the ball in play, not striking out, hitting 280, you know, or somewhere thereabouts with some extra base power. If he does that, I still think he's going to hit 5th. Because I still think they like the idea that with those other guys, Harper and Bohm, if they're on base, he wants a guy who's going to be able to do something driving around. Now, maybe not every day. And Casty may very well be, it may be Bohm, Casty, Stott, JT, something like that. You know, the lefty, whether it's Stott or Marsh, whoever might be hot, and then JT. So I do think there's some options, and I do think you'll see him riding some hot hands.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers. that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here and there.
Scott, we're talking with Scott Fransky here on a Fransky Friday. Next week, the Phillies go to Atlanta, and I was thinking about the rotation this morning because I think Tyler Phillips is up for that first start if they want to give it to him. But with an off day, they could skip him, Scott, and go to Wheeler to start that series. Do you think the Phillies would consider doing that? And kind of, I mean, because you think about it, they're up 7 right now. They've held this lead around 6 or 7, 8 for a while. They could really deliver a knockout punch next week to Atlanta if they choose to kind of prioritize it that way, or they could keep going with more rest and prioritize the big picture. How do you think they might play that in Atlanta next week?
I think there's a better than 50-50 chance that they do what you're talking about, and that is skip Phillips at least, you know, right away and not have him lead off that series. You know, his struggles are you know, he's definitely struggled the last 3 games. And again, I think Rob said yesterday, you know, we're not there yet. We'll look at it. They're really interested in monitoring Zach and Nola. And they're really interested in checking in with Zach and Nola throughout the week. You know, Zach has his routine, and he likes to know when he's going to pitch, and everybody can appreciate that and understand that. And part of that is, if he knows when he's going to pitch, he knows when he does his bullpen, and he knows when he does his just touch and feel and his light throwing. And so I think what it boils down to is that how he feels coming out of a regular bullpen session, if he feels good, feels strong, they might go for that and say, all right, you're going on normal rest. If he says, you know, I'm feeling a little something here and there, whatever, which all pitchers do, especially this time of year, maybe they say, all right, we'll punt it today and we'll keep it the way it is and let Phillips have the start. But I think their primary focus right now remains the health of the starting pitchers. I mean, health of everybody. But, I mean, those guys are really – like Wheeler, Nola, Suarez, Sanchez, those 4 guys at the top of the rotation, their health is everything in terms of a playoff run.
Yeah, it's the key. I mean, and we saw it a couple years ago when Wheeler and Nola got going, then and Suarez. They made it all the way to the World Series. Scott, speaking of starting pitching, I'm not sure if you saw the full details. You probably saw, you know, something about it, the headline that was out yesterday. The Major League Baseball considering a rule change in the future where starters would have to go 6 innings. Now, there's a couple ways that they could get around it. It would be the idea of if they give up 4 runs or get to 100 pitches or they're hurt, and that would require an IL stint afterwards so you can't fake the injury. But just on the surface, what do you think of that idea? And we've gone so far away in baseball, away from the starting pitcher. The Phillies are kind of old school with the way they do it. But do you like it? Do you think something like that could make some sense moving forward in Major League Baseball?
I just wonder why we're trying to reinvent. I think what they should probably do is just have players at the minor league level learn to throw 7 or 8 innings at a time. And then, so when they get to the big leagues, it's not such a shock to try to have to do that. I mean, if you implemented a rule like that, it would take 5 years for development organizations to change the way they're developing players, the way they're developing pitchers, because they don't develop them for 7 innings or even 6 innings. They develop them to pitch 4 and 5 innings at max velocity and max effort. And try to stay healthy with that. And that means a lot of extra rest, right? I mean, they're getting tons of rest in between starts. They're not throwing, you know, high pitch counts during games. And that's, you know, that's baseball-wide. So I think it would take a while for them to do that. Like, to honestly do that, you're going to have to give the minor leagues years to start to redevelop pitchers so that they can lengthen them out, I think.
It would take time.
I don't know why we have to mandate all the managers' moves all the time, but I don't know how that makes it a better product necessarily. The clock I can understand. I understand how that makes it a better product, you know, seeing it in action. And this may I don't know. Maybe it turns out to be a great idea. But I don't know how it makes it a better product.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think they're trying to almost reverse engineer excitement and a change and making the starting pitcher relevant again. But instead of doing it the normal way, like you said, like developing them, it's almost like they're going to force teams to do it with a rule change. We'll see. It's certainly an interesting one. Scott, appreciate you as always. And we'll be listening tonight and this weekend with the Nationals. And thank you, Scott.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
There you go. Well. Scott Fransky, who was obviously on the call last night and will be tonight. Phil.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.